My name's Jessica Guzman. I'm a third year. My major is biology and Spanish, and I have a minor in Korean. I guess I've had many different episodes with like different emotions, I guess, but I guess the most recent one that I've had maybe is probably that I've been struggling a lot with school sometimes, like being really stressed out and like constantly having those like feelings of like regret that I'm like regretting stuff and stuff like that. And so one of the most recent songs that I listened to of a band that I liked, that recently got released, was called Childhood. And I just felt really emotional while listening to it, because it's like in the lyrics it says like, don't waste your life, like you have 1,000 years to live with regrets. And I guess that like I felt like I needed to kind of hear that and realize that like I shouldn't continue feeling that way. And I guess it kind of helped me to feel better and keep moving on. That's why I say I have like moods for my music. Sometimes I have like certain artists that I like to listen depending on like how I'm feeling at that moment. The Rose. Most of the time, I guess when I was younger, I didn't really have my own musical taste. It was more whatever I got from my siblings and my parents, which is kind of why my musical taste now is really diverse. Because then, I guess when I got older, I started getting into, like, dramas and stuff, and those, like, introduced me into, like, my musical taste, because I got into K-dramas, and then that introduced me to K-pop. So then that's how I developed my own musical taste with K-pop. And then among, like, now, I tend to watch a lot of clips of like edits that people make, and they use music in their edits, and sometimes I hear music that I like, and that introduces me to new artists and new songs that I wouldn't have listened to otherwise. That was just by myself. I was just on Netflix bored, and I saw the recommended for a K-drama, and for a K-movie actually, it was a Korean movie, and I thought I'd give it a shot because I was really bored, and I watched it, and that introduced me to a whole bunch of other K-dramas, and I started just liking it, and it opened up those doors for me. Yeah, I found out after that a lot of my friends that I didn't even know were also into K-pop, and then they helped me, because some of them were like really into it before me. They helped me reach more into like the community and meet other people in the community. And then with my minor, I met a lot of people that obviously liked K-pop and K-dramas, and like we all have that similar taste as well. When I first started listening to it, I obviously didn't understand what they were saying. It was more just like the vibe or like the feeling that I would get from the songs. Like some of them were really like joyful, some of them were really like, you could tell it was like a sad song just by like the melody and everything. And so I got really into just like finding my emotions based on the sound like that. But then eventually, as I started realizing what the lyrics were saying, that some songs started being seen in different emotions, I guess, because I realized that the emotion I initially felt wasn't what exactly the lyrics were conveying. But I guess I enjoyed more like just putting that together, like the sounds of like the emotions they gave me, and then the lyrics and what they gave me as well. Like now that I understand Korean, instead of it being like me trying to look up like translations and stuff and trying to interpret it in my own way, I could understand it as if like I speak the language, and it's like a different kind of feeling, I guess, than compared to just like when you just read subtitles. Like it's totally different. And I guess it adds more to like how I feel while listening to the music. Not really. Well, I mean, I listen to a majority of K-pop, but something I guess additional that I like about music is that I feel like it takes me down a memory lane. Because there's a lot of songs that I try to listen to that are songs that I grew up listening to, that I got introduced to by my parents. And whenever I hear them, like, I can see, like, vivid images of, like, when I was younger listening to these songs. And they're kind of just, like, great flashbacks, and, like, they make me really happy. I guess there's a lot of them, but I guess one of them is, like, Colgando en tus brazos. I forgot the artist's name, but mostly because me and my dad would sing that song a lot. Colgando en tus brazos. I think it's like just like being in each other's arms, like holding each other. But yeah, I guess another one is like, I think it was called Sangre en tu Cuerpo, something like that, because it's Sangre en tu Cuerpo, I think. Like, it's like blood in your body. Yeah. But I think that's what it was called, but I could be wrong. I'm not really that good with song names and like the artist.
No, it's okay.
But because it's a song between a father and a daughter. And my dad always sends me and my sister, since we were little, he would always show us that song, and he always sends it to us even now. And since my sister doesn't live with us anymore, she tends to cry a lot every time he sends that song to her. And I try to not look at him when he shows the song, because whenever they put the song on, my mom wants us to like hold hands and stuff, and I feel like I'm gonna cry, so I try to just like stay as serious as possible, but at the same time I don't want to be rude. But it's I don't know, it has a lot of like emotional like memories for me, that song. Mm-hmm. And that's how a lot of songs, like, they carry a lot of emotional like memories for me, because like I grew up listening to them, and somehow like a memory got attached to all these songs. I guess when I was really young, but I guess I was really young and I didn't really like comprehend what it meant, because like in my mind I was like, well, like I live here with my parents, I'm gonna be here with them for like a very long time, like I was just always by their side because I went wherever they went.
Yeah.
But I guess now that I'm older and I'm constantly like busy and I have to be going from like places to places and I hardly get to spend as much time with my parents, I guess it kind of like the meaning hit me harder, because I understood like just how impactful it was, since I wasn't that, I didn't get to spend, I'm not spending as much time as I used to with my dad.